time to say goodbye. Let me tell you now, good night, ladies. Ladies, good night. It's time to say goodbye.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
This is Bella.
And this is Emma.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO.
Medford Tufts.
Freeform Radio.
We've decided to adopt these weird, like, whispery voices today. The song that's playing right now is Goodnight Ladies by Lou Reed.
I have to say something.
Speak your truth.
I don't know if I like this as our opener.
It doesn't have to be.
Okay.
Listeners, call it.
No.
I can pick up the phones.
Okay.
One of us can pick up the phones. It's our opener for right now, but nothing is ever has to be permanent ever. Do you like our closer?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll keep that.
But well, you weren't here the last time, so it didn't feel right.
But now I'm here and I'm going to be here for the full time. There's no theme for this show. It's just us.
But it's called... Rest.
It's called
Rest Only Time,
aka
Rot.
I hope you all had a restful life. Both Emma and I have recently been sick, so we've been doing a lot of resting and healing, because resting
is part of the healing
process. So we've been rotting a lot.
Yeah.
In the process of healing. So that's just some food for thought.
Yep.
We have an excellent show planned out today. Right now it's Goodnight Ladies. The next track that's going to play is Fool by Adrian Lenker. New release. Released today.
Wait, released today?
Maybe yesterday. I saw it on my Spotify.
I didn't realize that.
It'll be a live listen for you.
Wait, I'm so excited.
Very excited. And then we'll come back, or we'll maybe play. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll vibe it out. We're going to let this play out, and then we're going to Fool. So...
Enjoy.
It's a lonely Saturday night. Oh, nobody calls me on the telephone. I put another record on my stereo, but I'm still singing a song of you. It's a lonely Saturday night. Now if I was an actor or a dancer who was glamorous, then you know an amorous life would soon be mine. But now the tinsel light of star break is all that's left to applaud my heartbreak. And at 11 o'clock I watch the network news. Oh, whoa, whoa. Something tells me that you're really gone. You said we could be friends, but that's not what I want. Anyway, my TV dinner's almost done. It's a lonely Saturday night. I mean to tell you, it's a lonely Saturday night. One more once, it's a lonely Saturday night. Thank you.
Okay, those were songs. That last track was picked by me, Hang On To Your Love. And the fun fact about that is that I almost used that for my Pippin audition. And I almost danced to it.
And you wouldn't have gotten the part.
Maybe I wouldn't have. Guys, shout out to Pippin.
Shout out to Pippin. Bella over here, first flyer. That's right.
Yeah.
No big deal.
No, I'm very fortunate. I'm very excited. It sounds so... Emma's laughing at me.
Yeah.
Okay, I was about to... Okay, anyways. Before that was your song.
What was it?
Trash.
Awesome.
By Suede.
Most of my songs today are... They're just the top of my liked songs, and so that means they are either from the soundtrack... spoiler, it's a soundtrack.
There were a lot of soundtracks last time, too.
Yeah. The soundtrack of Sex Education. Seasons 1 or 2.
We've been talking a lot about that.
Yeah. We can do a big rewatch.
Guys, call in if you know...
Smoothie.
And
if
I'm
you
sure,
get the reference.
If you get the reference from Sex Education, and I'm sure you don't. That's okay.
I didn't finish talking.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Sorry. And the second soundtrack is One Day, the new Netflix series.
I haven't watched that.
It's not amazing.
What's
okay.
It about?
It's an adaptation. It's an adaptation of the David Nichols book One Day.
Always these adaptations.
Always these adaptations. Anne Hathaway did a movie adaptation in like 2007 maybe, back in the day. And I never saw it. I had friends growing up who loved the movie. But they redid it as a series. And I skipped to the last episode and I watched the last episode. Great music.
I'm glad that it was good music.
Yeah.
And then before that was Fool. Oh, what were your thoughts about Fool?
I thought it was beautiful.
Adrian Lenker's coming to town.
Right.
Is anyone else excited?
Are you seeing her?
I got 2 tickets.
When is it?
I don't remember.
Okay.
It's sometime next year.
Oh, it's next year.
Like, it's this year, but it's, like, next school year.
Okay.
So, I don't know. They're kind of up in the air right now.
Okay.
Wink. Okay, this next track is from Emma. And you don't know what it is because you can't see it. It's Rip It Up by Orange Juice.
By Orange Juice. I was actually going to text you while I was in my class before this. And the thought that came, I was like, we don't have a theme for this week. What if our theme's orange juice? Orange juice. Sounds like orange juice.
I feel like all of these have been... Actually...
They don't all sound like orange juice.
I feel like they sound like orange juice in different ways. The last one did.
Yeah.
Fool... Like, trash does not. Maybe it does.
I don't know.
Fool does, like... But, like, that's, like, a, like, like, you're, like, that's, like, pensive orange juice.
Yeah. But I wasn't even thinking about this song. And then I opened up my liked songs to add to the playlist for today. And it was, like, by Orange Juice.
Well,
like,
what we should do is now we can rate... We can rank... How orange juice
on a scale of pulp to no pulp.
Yeah, let's do it.
How pulpy? How pulpy is this song?
Let's listen to Rip It Up and see if the name of the band Orange Juice really lives up to it. Okay, enjoy.
Standing sultry in the rain.
All right. That last track was Wood Cabin by Saint Etienne. Pretty Orange Juice. We were ranking it about
80% pulp.
80% pulp. But pretty OJ.
And the one before.
And the one before, Rip It Up Orange Juice, completely exceeded any expectations we had. So orange juice.
Freshly squeezed, like you're squeezing it as you listen.
And you're drinking. Like you squeeze, you drink. You squeeze, you drink. So orange juice. Like that band knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Full pulp. Full pulp. Okay.
Speaking of band names, Full Pulp.
Pulp is
a band name, isn't it?
It might be. Also, on this campus, we have Citrus.
Oh, right.
There's already an orange-themed... It's okay.
No, I was cursing off air. That's what I was doing.
I know, but I'm saying it's okay. It's also Full Pulp. You know, it's not completely related to Citrus.
Yeah.
Citrus is going to be listening, and, like you can't.
They are definitely listening. Shout out to our number one fans, Citrus the band. Love you guys.
Okay, so now it's time for our PSA, and I don't know what it is, so Emma's just gonna surprise me. But it's topical.
What does no kill mean?
Just read it.
Okay. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. I lost it.
You got it. Yeah.
What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and the flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and the flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message is brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
Let me tell you, we have to be careful in this.
We have to be careful.
It's not looking so good in terms of illness. Everyone. I was sick.
And Emma was sick. I was sick.
And let me tell you guys, I have not been that sick in a long, long time. And I thought it was over. That's being really dramatic. I did not think it was over. But I was like...
Did I tell you about my scare?
What was your scare?
I took Dayquil and cough medicine, not thinking that it had the same medicine in it. And then I checked and it did.
So you thought you were...
I freaked out. I called my mom. I said, Mom, I'm dying. I was lying in my bed and I was like, I'm dying. And I was
survived.
Like preparing for my death, for my last moments.
But you made
it. Here I am.
So please be safe. Please stay healthy. It's really rough out there. And a lot of our friends right now are sick. And to them, I'm sure you're not listening. You're probably like...
Get some rest.
You're probably sleeping, which you should be. And I have a little prop today.
This is a segment on our show we call Prop Time. We don't have to call it Prop Time, but...
This prop... Okay, I'm just going to show it to you, and then I'm going to give the backstory.
Okay.
And I love... The thing I love about Prop Time is that they can't... The listeners cannot see.
Yeah.
So it's just for us.
Okay.
So the layer... There's many layers to this. So, first of all...
Screaming.
Vintage. It's vintage.
It's so vintage.
And you know what I mean by this because...
And you know I'm allergic to that?
Why?
You know how much power that holds?
You're allergic to this?
I'm allergic. My whole childhood, allergic.
Wait, why?
I'm allergic to Bath & Body Works.
So, for the listeners at home, this is a Bath & Body Works hand sanitizer, vintage edition, because it's not in the round containers, it's in one of the square ones.
Honestly, if you showed me any of them, they'd be vintage now.
This is vintage for me. Snow-kissed berry, my favorite scent. Now it really actually makes me nauseous, but I remember I would not use it that much because I didn't want to use it all.
Yeah.
Because it's seasonal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now we know that I was alert. This is actually so interesting.
It's devastating. It was, because this was like, did you and your friends collect them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which was so bogus.
Why? Like, my good friend Cecilia Fullman, Shout out if you're listening, Cece. I doubt you are, but I don't know. Huge collector of that and EOS lip balm.
I wasn't an EOS person because EOS, too expensive.
True.
These were a little bit, it was like a five for whatever deal.
Yeah.
And I'd buy them. And now I have a box of them in my house.
She has a cart, or I don't know if she still does.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
To this day, I think I told my mom, I was like, I don't know why you let me do this. But it was okay during the pandemic because then we had hand sanitizer.
But like, it's like, to me, that doesn't even work for the pandemic.
I don't know if it works. Like, how much
COVID's
alcohol
too strong is for that.
But anyways.
Yeah.
So we'll stop chatting your ear
Wait,
off.
What about my, I don't have a prop, but I have a
you
statement.
Have a, you have a statement, yes.
I forgot a prop, but a prop?
I feel like one of us can bring the prop.
Yeah, okay. Well, so I just, okay. I have a statement. We don't always need to do a statement, but I just have a statement for you. Ready?
Yeah.
Bring back triangle bras. Not triangle bras, like the shape, like the pointy boob bras. That's it. That's my statement, guys. Bring them back.
I feel like they are back.
Really?
I have one.
You have one of the... Not the cone-shaped...
I know, and I'm not talking about that.
What are you talking about?
Just like the... Just like it's in a triangle.
No, that's not what I'm talking... I'm talking about bring back the cone ones.
Oh, I don't think we should. I don't think... I don't know
if you don't. I think if it's gender-affirming for you, bring it back.
I totally am pro-gender affirmation. So if it is, like, I feel like we can bring something back individually and not necessarily like as a movement.
I can't be the only one wearing a cone
so
bra.
So you want to wear a cone?
I don't know. Well, I want to try it.
Okay, I'm all for experimentation.
Just imagine being like,
yeah, I can, like the Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Yes. We'll talk about this off.
Okay.
So we can really get it. This next track is Where to Begin by Bachelorette. Do you want to say anything about it? This is your song.
Sorry, that was really foul. I was listening to the song coming home last night at like midnight, and I was walking through the empty streets of campus, and it was so beautiful and peaceful. And I was like, I felt it was the most main character moment I think I've ever had. So just imagine you're me listening to the song.
Imagine a world. Here it is. Enjoy.
Where to begin? We're pinned to our seats now. Let's spin a record. Sure.
feeling good today. I ate before noon. I think that's pretty good for me. I'm gonna see my brother. He's got a new girl, but he's good at making time for me. I might open my doors. I got exterminator, door, so it doesn't matter if bugs come in. That way my dog goes outside. My neighbors know his name. Thought that was weird, but I'm over it. I got paid yesterday. I'll probably buy something dumb because I am pretty childish. But all my friends are the same. Just finding something to do. Find a new hobby just to ditch it.
We're almost out of time, so let's talk about those songs a little bit. Okay. Last track was Portland, Oregon, The Cat's Meow, spelled M-I-A-O-W. This is your song. Any thoughts on it?
I think I pulled it off of a radio, like a Spotify radio. I don't remember what radio it was.
It's a good one.
It was good.
Before that was Feeling Good Today, Faye Webster, which we allegedly have seen live, but I forget. But I love this weird thing that Faye Webster's doing.
It's crazy.
And I really like it. Burning Down the House, not by Talking Heads.
By Paramore.
Which I didn't mind the cover, I was a little nervous.
Yeah.
It's good. And apparently they're releasing an album.
It's a tribute album. Get excited, everyone.
Woot woot.
Produced by A24 Music, if I'm correct.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Sounds indie.
Sounds indie. AF.
And then that before that was Wasting Your Time by Indigo D'Souza, which has been my, like, ooh, I'm angry song.
Whoa. We all have one of those.
We all have one of those of the past week. Because my emotions have been pretty up and down. Things have been happening in my life.
Yeah.
And that's been the song that I'm like, for lack of a better word, girl boss.
girl boss.
And sometimes you just have to bring in that girl boss into your life. I don't think almost any of those were Orange Juice.
I think the Faye
Feeling
Webster,
Good Today, yeah.
Yeah, that's the closest.
Yeah.
But they all mesh well together, I think.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to play, like, maybe two more songs, and then we're going to come back and say bye.
Bye.
Bye. But this next track is Daisy by Laura Marling. So, enjoy.
Daisy lives by the docks, down at the White Rocks, running on open lawn. Daisy lives by the sea. I only see Daisy when she wants to see me. Daisy's alright, she's up all night, down at the docks, running an open home. Think that you look at her around. Think that you look good as our own. Woman alone is not a woman undone. Daisy met a man from Sicily, who sailed in one day and told her who she was gonna be. Oh, did he look at her strange? For no one and nobody is Daisy gonna change. Daisy's alright, she's up all night, down at the docks, running an open home. Think that you look at her wrong. Think that you look at us all wrong. Woman alone is not a woman got a baby now. She called her Angelina so she'd stand out of the crowd. Daisy doesn't care from where she sees. As far as she's concerned, she is immaculately conceived. Daisy's alright, she's up all night, down at the docks, running an open home. I think that you look at her wrong. That you look at us all wrong. Woman alone is not a woman
Good morning.
Good morning.
From your rest. From your rot.
Yeah.
That last track was Heart of Darkness by Sparkle Horse. And before that was Daisy by Laura Marling. It was such a pleasure. Emma.
It's always a pleasure, Bella.
I'm so glad that we could end this show out.
Together. Is my mic on?
It is. Yeah. Shall we?
Yeah.
This is
Emma.
And Bella.
And you are listening
to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford Tufts
Freeform Radio.
Just broke this.
Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Good Morning, Good Morning by the Beatles. Because classic. Good Morning. Classic. You might hear the song again. You probably won't hear the first song again. We're going to workshop it. Emma did not like it. So enjoy. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah.
And don't forget to rest.
Stay restful.
Stay restful. Stay awesome.
Bye. Bye.
People running around, it's 5 o'clock. Everyone you see is full of life. It's time for tea and meet the wife. Somebody needs to know the time. Glad that I'm here. Watching the skirt, you start to flirt. Now you're in gear. Go to a show, you hope she goes. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, good morning.